This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online. I'm based here in Southern Nevada, but we go around the world on churchonline.com. We spell that uniquely C-H-R-C-H, churchonline.com. We say all that's missing is you. I don't know about you. One of my favorite books of the Bible is the book of Acts. And I don't know if you are like me, but I am just absolutely fascinated by the early church. And what I mean by that is it started so humbly. You have Jesus's original disciples. We know one went astray. Many abandoned him near the end. But as the word spread, thousands and thousands of people gave their lives to Christ. And some have estimated that by the end of the first century, in other words, just about 70 years or so after Jesus walked the earth, there were nearly a 500,000 followers of Jesus. Now, there's different numbers and different experts think different things, but think about that for a minute. 500,000 people in 70 years, and there was no printed Bible. There were no buildings. There was no formal school. There was no place for pastors to be taught. It was one-on-one discipleship. And yes, their culture was against them. It's not as if the Hebrews had changed their tune. It's not as if the Roman Empire didn't see this all as a threat. They were changing the world in a culture that was completely against them. But people said things, and you could find this in the book of Acts. People were amazed and marveled at them. They were amazed and perplexed. They were filled with wonder and amazement. That word keeps coming around. They were amazed at what was happening among this group of people. And I wonder to myself, I've thought of this many times, obviously the Holy Spirit at work in a mighty way among them. And that's probably the most critical factor. But there's something else that was going on among them that maybe we're not quite as aware of. And it has to do with gifts. The spiritual gifts are what I'm talking about. People are gifted. We recognize that. In fact, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 4 through 7, listen to these words. This is, again, that first century, the Apostle Paul actually writing to a church that was having some struggles. And one of the things he says is, get rid of all the sin that is within you, but also exercise your gifts. Listen to his words. Again, 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 7. There are a diversity of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Pause for a minute and think about that. Everyone was given a manifestation of the Spirit. Now, I personally, again, there are scholars that may question or differ on that opinion, but I believe that there are still gifts at work in every single follower of Jesus today, and I think the word still remains true for the profit of all. That's the key to our understanding. Now, after this, in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 8, he begins to talk about those specific gifts, but I don't think there is a comprehensive list of all the gifts. But I believe, and this is probably the most critical aspect of the whole thing, is that if we think about it today, it's going to take all of us, just as it took all of them, exercising those gifts. Having those same, and did you hear the words? There are gifts, there are ministries, there are activities. Those are the three words that are used here in 1 Corinthians 12. There are gifts. We've all been given some sort of a spiritual gift. And then we use those together in ministries. That's a really important piece to the puzzle. There are ministries. This is the gifts at work. The gifts working together. And then there are activities. That's the function of those gifts. This is what it's going to take us in a world where, yes, the culture is against us. And in a world where there are people that think that we are a threat. I'm talking about the church. But if we use those gifts together for the benefit of all, for the profit of all, not one person, not one ministry, but the profit of all, we will see just amazing things. That's what they saw in the first century. It's interesting, too, because you'll notice it says there are diversity of gifts, but the same Spirit, differences of ministries, but the same Lord, diversity of activities, same God, Spirit, Lord, God, Spirit, Son, Father. It's the whole Trinity at work in this whole situation. And I believe for each of us, and we could make excuses. We could say, oh, well, you know, the church I go to, they don't encourage me to use my gifts. But that's not the point. The point is, the overarching point to it all is us using those individual gifts in whatever God has given to us, in ministries, the functioning of the gifts together, in activities, that structure that we find. All of us have something that we could bring to the table to build up the whole church, and that is the goal. So today, I just want you to think about this. It's more than asking, what can I do for God? Instead, it's asking, what does God want to do through me? Let me say that again. It's not asking, what can I do for God? It's asking, what does God want to do through me? That needs to become our prayer on a regular basis. And again, if you're here today and you would say, well, you know, I can't exercise those gifts, or worse, we would say, well, I don't even know what my gifts are, or we might even deny the whole thing. No, I don't think I have any gifts. But the word is clear. A manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one. We all have something, and it's going to take all of us using all of our gifts, abilities, and talents to fulfill that mission of Jesus in our world today.